This is the Sure Promise Broadcast, an outreach of Sure Promise Christian Church, 4301 Pearl Road in Raleigh, where Oliver Pittman is the pastor. We now go into a recent service for this morning's portion of this message from Pastor Pittman.
Romans chapter number 13 and verse 1 reads, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God." Power in that text is exousia. Subject in that text is hupotasso, and it literally means to subordinate. And we'll talk about what exousia means in just a second. It says, "For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation." The only thing you get from resisting God is damnation, destruction. You get to try to live without him, and it don't last long. "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? The delegated authority, the power, do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same, for he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doth evil." Verse 5 again, "Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attaining continually upon this very thing." For a subject today, somebody say, "I'm walking in my spiritual authority. I am walking in my kingdom authority." Say, "I'm walking in kingdom authority." For a subtopic, get ready to triumph. Tell your neighbor, no matter what you're going through, get ready to triumph over it. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you because you are God, and besides you, there is nobody else. We can't do anything apart from you. So we need you, and we need your help today. We ask that you will just do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. In Jesus' name, we say amen and amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'm walking in kingdom authority. Get ready to triumph. There are so many folks in the body of Christ today that suffer things they don't have to always be suffering. There are so many folks in the body of Christ today who go through things for so long that they could have put it into a long time ago. It is only because that they don't recognize their own authority that has been delegated to them by God that they allow things to go on as long as they go. Now, I understand Jesus said that we're in this world. Because we're in this world, we shall have tribulation. We shall have difficult testing times. Everybody will have that. That is a part of life. You're not going to get rid of the struggle, as you would say. You feel like you're going to hit the lottery and the struggle is going to be over with. You feel like your good buddy is going to give you some money and everything is going to be okay. You're not going to all of a sudden erase all of the things that humanity has to go through. Humanity has to go through things because it's a part of life. Somebody say it's just living. But I'm here to tell you today that first of all, that there are things in your life, and some of which you could have put it into a long time ago. You did not have to lose as many nights of sleep behind the things you have lost sleep behind. You just needed to rise up in what God has already given you and put an end to some of the things that you are dealing with. Every now and then, we must tell the devil enough is enough. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You get tired of folks and you tell them, get tired of the devil and tell them. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. You get tired of your spouse and you tell her. Sometimes you need to tell the devil. We need to understand that sometimes we need to put an end to some things, and we cannot, but I want us to understand, we cannot do it apart from God. The focus of this text today and the focus of our understanding today is that power is delegated to us by God. exousia, or authority, the right to enforce, the right to rule, the right to have governmental authority, the right to have jurisdiction, and power, ruling power has been given to you by God. Which means that it's no longer time for us to sing the somebody done me wrong song and I can't do anything about my situation. I'm powerless to help me in my situation. The devil is a liar. You have been given dominion and authority. You, my friend, you have been given rulership over you and the things that are around you that affect you to the point of you giving God the glory with everything that surrounds you. Everything that's in your life ought to be bringing God the glory. You say, preacher, that sounds real spiritual, but how do you know that? Where do we get that? Before we get to that, I know you're going to ask that, so I'm going to tell you that now. But before we get to that, the Bible says that there is no authority, no power but of God. There is no real ruling jurisdiction that no one has except the Lord gives them that jurisdiction. We have a whole lot of folks that try to rise up in their own power and do things their own selves. That's why it does not work real good for you trying to do it your own way. But there are some of us that understand that we can't do these things our own selves. And we've got to step inside of God and let God step inside of us and the things that he wants to manifest in our life then get manifested. You have been given authority and power. And why is it that you've been given authority and power? And how is it that you have been given this authority and power? Number one, we said this the last time, that we are imago Dei. We are made in the image and likeness of God. So the first point today is I am his image bearer. Took somebody to tell him, I am his image bearer. Now you're going to ask me that how do we get to that, preacher? You know, you said that I am God's image bearer. If you look with me in Genesis chapter number 1, we're going to stay in Genesis for a little bit because we have to see how things began and to see how we come to where we come to today. In Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 26, it said more than one time there, but in verse number 26, it makes it real plain. And God said, let us make man in our image, after what? Our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion over the fish and of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said, be unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Look at all these ruling terms here. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God made you, my friends, in his image. And you don't know how powerful that is. Now, why is it so powerful, preacher? Because God created everything else. But he didn't make it in his image. He created everything else. And then he brought everything to Adam. And Adam had to give it a name. And Adam had to tell, when Adam gave it a name, Adam also gave it a function. Are y'all following what I'm saying? Because he gave it the name, he could give it the function. It should not function outside of what Adam called it. Are y'all following? Now, I'm not saying what God called it. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm saying what Adam called it. And Adam was made in the image and likeness of God, which was symbolic of you and I. And it's letting us know that we are made in the same image that Adam was. You follow what I'm saying? So what this does, you don't know how much power this is. It's so much power that it makes folks jealous of you. It is so powerful that it makes your enemies jealous of you. It is so powerful it makes the devil jealous of you. Now, why you say the devil is jealous? Because the devil was a created being, but he was not made in the image and the likeness of God. Later on, the psalmist picks it up in Psalms chapter number 8 and says, who is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou should visit him? It is something about man that's different from, I ain't got but another 5 more minutes or so to preach here, but it ain't something about man that makes him so much different that the devil got mad when God got down, kicked the devil down to the earth realm, and then God went down in the same realm and pulled up a man and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and said, here, devil, here he is. What you gonna do with my boy? The trees and everything else was there, but the boy wasn't there. And then when he finally got the man in the garden, now he gave him rulership over everything. In fact, he's ruling over you, devil. Y'all follow what I'm saying? You were in charge, but you ain't in charge no more. I put you out of position and got me somebody else. And that's why the devil is mad with you. Because you are in the image and likeness of God. But watch this now. You're in the image and likeness of God for 2 reasons. Number 1, he put man in the garden to dress it and then to keep it. But watch this. While he dressed it and while he kept it, while he worked and while he did what he had to do, he still had his relationship intact with his God. His worship still didn't get out of position. He still walked with God in the cool of the day. Can you imagine that? Working all day long, but then had time for God to show up and say, let's sit down for a few minutes. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Some of y'all have got that work stuff out of balance. You follow what I'm saying? I'm just saying we are his image bearers. He put us in the earth to bear his image. That means he wants everything that we do to look like him. Oh, y'all better help me talk for a few minutes here. Now, the problem becomes when we don't want to bear his image. How do we know we don't want to bear his image? It's because we want to look like the world. We want to talk like the world. We want to act like the world. And we use the excuse, I'm in the world so much because I got to work in the world. In the beginning, it was not so. There was not a separation between your work in the world and your God that you serve. Adam had to work, but Adam still had to worship. You see, some of y'all ain't been to church in a long time because you said your work got you out. Your work ain't got you out that much. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. And even if it is got you out for a little while, you should work on God until he works that work out and get you back where you belong. He gives you one day to keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath and keep.
Hi, I'm Pastor Oliver L. Pittman, Sr., Senior Pastor and Founder of SPCC, Sure Promise Christian Church. We are the church in the city of God, Raleigh, where everybody is somebody and Christ is Lord of all. I want to invite you to come worship with us each Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. and Tuesday nights for Bible study at 7 p.m. We are located at 4301 Pearl Road, just off of Rock Quarry. Call us at 919-890-5639 or look us up on the web at www.surepromisechurch.org.